and we don't care.
WMFO in Medford. Sex Pistols there with Pretty Vacant. Stiff Little Fingers before that with Alternative Ulster, which I think Mike's band actually, you cover that, don't you? I've heard you do that, for sure.
Oh, they forget.
Joey Ramone before that with Going Nowhere Fast. Then Mike's band, The Brigands, Let's Rock. And Hummingbird Syndicate, we started that all off for Blowfish with After Stephen Foster. Miss Lynn's getting a bunch of songs ready here. So you're going to... Go ahead. All mics are up.
Well, Miss Lynn. I love Roy Sludge, so let's play Too Drunk to Truck.
I got to get that stuff ready. Okay. I'm going to play some 360s first. She's got a list going, though, so...
And then we love the Fours, so we're going to do a Fours song.
Oh, they've been on the show. They're great.
Oh, good.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. We just got a call from Audrey Clark. She requested something I couldn't find. You couldn't find that on vinyl either.
I couldn't find it on vinyl.
What was it?
It was the
name
of the band.
The Best Kisses in the World?
Yeah, that's the name of the band.
Do you know them, Blowfish?
They're old. They're like from the 80s or
something. 70, you looked it up, 70-something?
I thought you said 90s.
And I think they were just singles.
Oh, 93?
Who knows?
I think they're just singles, you know, vinyl.
Who knows? We'll have to look for it, though. Oh, cool. Mike gave me mail. Mail's in. Well, in lieu of that, we'll play 360s for Audrey Clark. How's that? This one's long gone. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. It's MFO.
She was long, long, long. Alike, All I can say is let there be drum. It's not what you say, it's what you don't say. It's not what you do, it's what you don't do. Is it Desi or is it Dee? Fast Eddie, you never knew me. Too bad I always had. Entertain me for some years. You could have had a girl of gold. You could have even possessed her soul. I guess smart girls, you a boy. Not to mention smart boy. It's not what you say, it's what you don't say. It's not what you do, it's what you don't do.
With Boston's own The Fours there, Julie, You're So Sweet, picked out by Boston Groupie News' own Miss Lynn, who's hanging out with us. You also wanted to hear some Roy Sludge.
Yes. He's got such a great voice. It's
he does.
Is,
yes.
Now, Roy Sludge is local?
Oh, yes.
Roy Sludge
I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, I know who he is. I just thought he kind of came in every now and then.
No, he's local, and he plays a lot of afternoon gigs on Sundays and Saturdays, and they usually are sold out. Sally O'Brien's.
Oh, the Atwoods.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Lizard Lounge.
Yeah.
And Bruce Springsteen went to see him when he played the Lizard Lounge once. Peter Wolf brought him.
I know I like him. I'll have to go see him.
Yeah, he's really great. He has a great sense of humor, and he just has that trucking song sound to him. He's great.
Well, we're going to hear one right now.
Yep.
This one's Too Drunk to Truck.
Too Drunk to Truck.
On MFO.
Well, I drive all over this country, roaming from town to town. When day is done, I'm gonna have my fun. I'll pick them up and put them down. Well, I'll flirt with some old waitress, try to push my luck. But when push comes to shove, I'm too tired for love, 'cause I'm too drunk to truck. I gotta hit the road at 6 a.m. There's a pounding in my brain. I should have dropped my load 4 hours ago, way up in northern Maine. When I get there, I'll do it again, till I burned up my last buck. Well, I'll wake up in some cheap motel, too drunk to truck. Oh, pick it. Sweet memory, now my run is done. I'm almost home, I'm coming, sweet Marie. But it's 4:15 and she's locked the door and thrown away the key. Well, I guess I had it coming, I guess she'd had enough. So at the end of the day, there's a devil to pay, 'cause I'm too drunk to truck. Well, at the end of the day, there's a devil to pay, 'cause I'm too drunk to truck. That's right.
Something she's got, big smile, bigger than a movie screen. Feel like I just got struck by lightning. I see her on the elevator, pushing buttons. I wish that I could date her. I hope she's not another princess. I hope she's not a complete mess. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. Standing in the doorway, in a box, don't even have a hallway. She's cool, prepared for any crisis, for sure, nothing short of priceless. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. Really kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? But I gotta know right now.
on the roof. I always wake up stoned. I help out too. I get stoned and gin and water. I down by the river side. I get stoned in the morning. I get stoned.
WMFO in Medford. Greg Provost there with Mississippi Murderer. Like I said, I was going to play him. And I got to play something from his new album. I had to find the CD. For some reason, it's not in the system yet, even though I put it in like a month ago. Blowfish and Miss Lynn still hanging out. And I guess they're gonna you're going to stay and do the Boston Groupie News Report.
Yeah, we'll stay. We'll help. We'll all do it. Really,
sounds good.
There's probably three listings there. Whatever.
3:45. Yeah. Stay. Three listeners. I thought you said three listeners. I'm like, yeah. There's more than that. You mean the like listings for shows? Well, today you can talk about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be Boston Groupie News Report. It can be whatever you guys want.
You say what's going on.
Yes,
we'll do the contrary. But we're out there looking at the groups, seeing them.
I know you are.
See a group
I know
tonight.
You are. Who's That's this? Who's this? You got a fan right here. MFO, you're on the air.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
You know, there's a weatherman, and he was on the other night. They were showing him on Chronicle.
Yeah.
And he just came from Quebec, and he follows the same route for years.
Mm-hmm.
He never screwed up.
Wow.
And he did something wrong once, but they said he doesn't bother anybody, so leave him alone.
What do you mean? He's like coming over the border or something?
Yeah, and he walked all around the woods and everything. And he'd sing it.
I think I should go get him. Huh?
I should go get him?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Oh.
I don't want him anyway.
What can I do for you today, Heidi?
That'll slow him down.
Huh?
What can I do for you today?
Yeah, Pearl Jam wrote a song about him.
Okay.
And it's called Yield.
All right. Is that what you want to hear? That's what you want to hear, Yield?
Yeah, that was the Weatherman.
Okay. I'll look for it. Hey, your boyfriend Mike Stewart's here.
Hi, hi.
My boyfriend what?
Mike Stewart's here.
See, is back?
Yeah.
Hello, Heidi.
Mm. He's feeling better?
Yep, that's him.
I died, but I'm feeling better.
I don't know. He sounds like Cookie Monster. I don't know.
But he's looking good.
He can't talk?
He's right there. Say hi to Heidi, Mike.
Hi, Heidi. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling?
Not too bad.
That's good. I almost died. My kidneys failed me.
Oh. You two are quite the twosome.
And, I was pretty sick. I had a tube down my throat and everything.
Oh. Hey, yeah. Mike's going to pick you up next Wednesday at 8, all right? At your house.
He
yeah, he's taking you to the movies.
Was he wheeling?
I don't know. What did you call for? Do you have a request or what?
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look it up, Heidi.
And don't call me a head case.
I didn't do that. The Ramones did.
They did head case?
Heidi is a head case. It's a song.
No, I'm not.
Well, tell them. You can't tell
like
them. They're all dead.
That's why I don't call in all the time.
Yeah, too. Everybody's dead.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Okay. I'll try. Yeah. I'll look for that.
James.
If I don't find that,
Jimmy
I'll play
James.
Another one.
Bye,
Jimmy James.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Heidi.
Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks,
Here's a new one from Greg Provost.
MFO! Bended. I'm
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That's another band. Miss Lynn brought up for us, The High End with 100 Proof, and before that, The Black Cheers, and for Heidi, before that, we did have Pearl Jam, Push Me, Pull Me, and it's fantastic that we have Blowfish and Miss Lynn from Boston Groupie News here, because at 3:45 every Saturday, we do the Boston Groupie News Report without them.
Whether you like it or not.
But these are the people in charge of that over there. So I'm going to just hand it right over to them without further ado. The Boston Groupie News Report.
Ooh, and let me just say before we do the report, what just happened this weekend, last night I saw the Liars play the Middle East up, and the place was jammed.
Yeah, I missed that.
Packed, and it was just great. The Liars were...
Weren't they with another big band, too?
With the Modifiers and the Charms.
Right.
The Charms. And they came on. They went on at 10, and they left at like 1 minute to 11. 1 hour was all business.
Jam-packed.
They were just pumping out song after song. No antics on stage. They were great. Monoman was fantastic. He began the night with a black wig on. Don't know why.
What did it look like?
It looked pretty bizarre.
Yeah, was it just a weird thing he did?
It was like a real woman's wig.
Yeah.
You know?
He knows why he like does a, what
like
he does.
Yeah, is it like when Bowie wore a dress on Saturday Night Live?
It was more feminine than that. It was like a real woman's boof, you know? It was funny. It was like really out of place, but it was funny. He was doing it for a laugh.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great.
But then the songs come in. Oh, my God, it was fantastic. So anyways, that was last night. And today is Andy California. We've done that.
That was beautiful.
And so according to the Boston Groupie News, January 14th, today, there's Jittery Jack meets, what's
Daryl
that, Miss
Lynn? Hyam. And this is a record release party for a record they're putting out.
Of Jittery Jack,
and It's Jittery Jack meets Daryl Hyam. It's the two of them. They split this record. They're playing at Atwood's from 4 to 6, I believe it is. And we're going there.
Nice. And they have wonderful food. Mm. Fantastic
Atwood's
food.
Has great food.
We'll have fun.
Yeah, it's worthy to go just to eat, you know.
No, we love Jittery Jack,
too. Yeah,
we love
Jittery
Jack.
Have a blast at that.
And also tonight?
We have Go Blank, The Martians, Loser Circle, and Black Cheers.
Who we just heard.
Yeah, we just heard them.
They're at O'Brien's.
They're great.
And also tonight, Sidewalk Driver, The Goddamn Draculas, and Party Bois.
Boys.
Is that supposed to be a Y there?
No, it's boys with an I.
Oh, but it is spelt that way? That's not a typo?
No.
You know?
They're trying to be clever.
At least 10 typos every week, but Party not Bois. That.
And Swivel.
I'd go Power Buoy or something.
Yeah. I have a hard enough time if it's spelt right. And that's at Great Scott's.
And then, of course, we have the real kids in Worcester.
Nice.
Worcester. At Ralph's.
And they're playing with, oh boy.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. Right next to
it's
it.
It's big, right?
Right next. No, I thought there was a thing for that. Oh, I thought we had a, yes, we have a poster further down the page.
Oh, okay.
Muck and the Myers, the real kids. And, the bad bloop, mother bleep, bleep, bleep.
That's coming up.
What?
Future.
Bad MR.
Yes, but I wanted to say that even though they're playing Worcester tonight, if you hang on, they are playing Boston on February 10th at the Midway.
Who's that? Real Kids?
The Real Kids, yeah. So they're playing tonight, but they're also a gig on February 10th, for those.
They're actually playing with the Badass Mother Fuzzers.
Mother Fuzzers.
Oh, Fuzzers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
there you go. That's what I was trying to do.
I was scared there for a minute. All right. And
Richie Parsons. I don't think you
mentioned that. Richie Parsons is in there. What a mix.
Does he still have his band? What were they?
Well, the Unnatural Acts.
Right.
They have a gig coming up, the Unnatural Acts. I forget where, but there is someone coming up. But Richie plays with his other group, Honey and the Tears.
Right.
And all the pop stuff. So he's busy. And he's got a new record in the works. And the Real Kids have a new record in the works. 7-song EP.
Oh,
Rick
excellent.
Hott says he's got it almost all done, almost all mixed.
Ace of Hearts records.
Ace of Hearts.
Nice.
And we have an interview with John Felice, which we did last week. And it went a long time, went about 3.5 hours.
Wow. 3.5 hours, it was amazing.
Is that the longest interview you've done or what?
That's one of the longest, I think.
Yeah.
And it was in one stretch. We said to him, do you want to rest? You know, it's like, you want to eat and then go back to it?
Yeah, you found out stuff his psychiatrist doesn't know.
Yeah, he's telling you. He loved it. But he just wanted to keep going, just keep going. So we just did 3.5 straight hours, and it was pretty fabulous, I think.
Great stories. Now, now we're transcribing it, which takes quite a while. It's a very long process.
Yeah.
So hopefully in a couple of weeks, I'll have it done.
All right.
We could use the services of Tony Kaczynski.
Yeah.
Anthony.
He does that for a living.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. He transcribes court records.
Oh, no kidding. He's one of those guys?
Yeah.
Like, is he in the courtroom? Like the,
I think they send him the tapes. No, they send him the tapes, and he does it at home.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. He's so cool we'll send him this.
That's crazy.
All right. What do we got next, Miss Lynn?
Let's see. Next Friday, January 20th, we have the 50th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party opening.
Wow.
And they're having a party at the Verb Hotel, which is, like, down on the Fenway.
That could be fun.
And they'll have posters and of from the collection of David Bieber. Yep. I used to go to the Tea Party back in 1968.
So can you buy tickets for that?
I believe it's free, actually. It's from 5 to 8.
Okay.
And they're going to have music and rock memorabilia. Yeah, I went to the Tea Party, and it was Iggy Pop opening for 10 years after.
Wow.
I didn't even know who Iggy Pop was then.
Yeah.
I actually went to see 10
you know,
years after.
You know, whoever booked it probably had no idea what they were booking.
The Bills were like that back in the day. So that's, there'll be a lot of people there that were there in the back in the day, so it's going to be a while. And then on January 20th, on Friday, Lights Out, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, they're wild.
Right.
Have you seen them, the glam?
I have.
Oh, my God, he's great. And the Zip Tie Handcuffs, which are one of my favorite new groups. And the Sun Lions of the Arts Emerson Black Box Series. They're having a whole series, about 4 or 5 gigs at the Emerson Theater with rock acts. So that's pretty cool. That's
nice.
A new platform.
And then we have on January 21st, Saturday, the Cranktones are at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. And that's one of those 4 to 6 p.m. shows. Again, stay to dinner because Atwood's has great food. And Saturday after that, we have Hey Baby.
Hey Baby!
The Creaturos, Mini Dresses, and Jack as another one of those Arts Emerson Black Box series.
I saw Creaturos with Monsieurs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask him about that. He's sort of tight with that group. I don't know, the Creaturos,
guys. They seemed like they were together or something. I don't know.
They have sort of it's a loose sort of group scene there, about 4 or 5 bands.
Well, they seem cool.
Yeah, they do. The Barbizons, ex-Barbizons.
Right on.
And then, hey, Adam Ant to go into Wayback Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday at the Wilbert, January
24th. If we have time, I might do a cover of his.
Yeah, he's so good. You know, you mentioned Goody Two Shoes.
Yeah, I like that song.
I was on WLYN at the time when that came out, and I loved that song. Just thought it was great. I played it twice in a row.
Uh-oh.
The only time I've ever done that. I mean, other disc jockeys have done things like that, but I just love that song. I still love it. The horns cranking out.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's what's happening.
That's
there.
It. That's okay. The current
that's
stuff.
Happening.
So for all that and more, go to bostongroupienews.com. Now, you brought something in with you today, Jimmy James.
Jupiter's
Child.
Jupiter's Child, band out of south of Boston, and they've got a record out, and it's they put it into the Grammy nominations, and they got picked up.
Wow!
As best new rock act, and
who knew?
Who knew?
Jupiter's Child.
Yeah. So their second pressing is going to have the nice little gold sticker.
Wow.
And they made it through the first, I don't know, 10,000 cuts down to 25.
Wow.
And if they make it, they'll be on the 17th, I believe, the Grammys.
Now, I've been told I'm limited to what I can play because there's F-bombs
all over this
CD.
All over the place. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to play
a clean track. But one is clean, so we're going to go with that. All right.
All right. I love the guitar sound on this record.
Hey,
it's great.
For you guys, come. You guys can come every week.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
I don't know what y'all gonna do, but we'll be here.
You just gotta kick me right out.
You're taking over the show.
I love the microphone.
All right. We got a couple more songs to go. We'll start with Jupiter's Child and try and squeeze in some Real Kids and Muck, and be back right after that. And yeah, Jupiter's Child and it's Genocide. Part 2. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to make this quick to wrap it up for Mike Stewart and friends coming on here. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Boston Groupie News. Thank you.
And to California.
Marie, Jimmy, Mike. Thank you to all my listeners.
Brian.
And catch us next time, 1 o'clock Saturday. Until then,
see ya!